Okay, going from some Schwerprokim to something easy yet extraordinarily controversial. He takes on the world in Igeris 22, letter 22. No, we did 21 when you weren't here. All right. Ahuvai, my beloved. Achai v'reyai, my brothers, my friends. Me'ahave misuteres techachas megula. I'm from a hidden love. I'm going to rebuke you with open rebuke. So prepare yourselves for this.
I always feel rebuked.
But it's, you'll see the love. The love really does pour through here. The chuna v'nivakha. Go ahead and prove. Zichru Yomaytzalim. Remember the days of the olden times. Binu Shneis Dor V'Dor. And analyze the years from generation to generation. Ha'haisa Kizais Mimais Eilam. Has this ever happened in the history of the world? The Ayei Eifai Matzasa. I mean, can you please tell me where in the world you have discovered Minag Zeh, such a custom, Be'echad mikol sifrei chachmei Yisrael, in one, even one, of the books of the wise men of Klal Yisrael, ha'rishayim ha'achrayim, whether they are the rishayim, the early ones or the late ones, liyos minag v'sikin, that there should be an established normal custom, lishayil be'etze gashmius kedas malasis, that people come and ask me about physical matters, and they ask me what they should be doing, Binyane ha'ila magashmi, about physical things? Has anybody heard of anything so outrageous? They come and ask me, I call this the refrigerator perek. People come and ask the Rebbe, what brand refrigerator to buy? Can you imagine? Af l'gedoy l'chach mi Yisrael ha'rishayim ketanoim amiroim. Go back, even as far as the greats of the wise of Klal Yisrael, the earliest, like the Tanoim, the Amiroim, those who wrote the Mishnah, those who wrote the Gemara. And we know about them, Asher Kol Roz Leoneslu. There was no secret that was withheld from them. So clearly they could have told anybody anything. Even the pathways of heaven were exposed for people on that level. And despite that, no one came to ask them physical questions. So what is going on? You know what this letter screams? Leave me alone! Kim l'neviyim mamish. The distinction you find is literally with mamish, with prophets. Ashaha yilofenim Yisrael, when there existed prophecy in Klal Yisrael, kishmuel, like the prophet Shmuel Haroya. Ashaha lach elav shol lidresh Hashem al dvar ha'sayin ha'shenev d'lovim. We know, and Tanakh tells us, that Shmuel was a prophet, and Shaul HaMelech came to ask about some donkeys that his father lost. So there, the attacker was, questions about donkeys. He came to ask him, and he told him where they were. But that was prophecy. But beyond, once prophecy is closed, there's no such thing as coming to a Godel B'Yisrael and asking questions about physical matters. Now, you could well imagine how this went over. What's more, every other Chassidus and every other Chassidic great from that time to our day has done exactly that. People come and ask, do I do the business deal? Do I not do the business deal? Do I buy? Do I sell? Do I use this doctor? Do I use that doctor? Do we do this surgery? Do we not do the surgery? So this clearly is not a universally accepted concept. Eilamai, he continues, ki be'emes kol inyanei odom, all aspects of human life, levad medivri Torah v'yirshamayim, other than that which directly impacts one's study of Torah or matters of God-fearingness, einem musagim rak b'nevuah, can only be grasped with the extreme power of prophecy. V'loy lechachomim lechem, but the wise men don't know anything diddly squat about pranasa. So leave me alone. K'may mechazal, hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. It says it, Chazal say it very clearly. Everything is in the hands of heaven alone, alone, other than God-fearingness. So you want to come to me and talk to me about stuff that pertains to your fear of God? We'll talk. If it's not about that, go talk to the wise man around your corner or your business consultant and stop bothering the Rebbe. And Chazal tell us more than that. V'shiv edvarim b'chusim, ein odem yedeh b'ma mistaka, a person doesn't know how, in which thing they are going to make money. Or they also equally don't know umalchus beis David machzitachza, when Mashiach is coming. So does anybody come and ask the Rebbe what day Mashiach is coming on? That's the same day they should ask him what they should do for a living. And until you're ready to ask that question, then don't ask this question. Pretty strong. Hine, he says, the Gemara equates these two questions. They're equally ridiculous. Ah, you're going to say, that the Navi Yeshaya does refer to the wise advice of the wise men? Or, Chazal tell us about that we can benefit from them good advice? Certainly sounds like you should go talk to the Talmud Chacham, to the Tzaddik, about your problems. That only applies to matters of Torah. That are referred to as salvations. They interpret these words in the Navi Yeshaya. That's a person who knows the intricate laws of how to establish the years into the months and so on. Shesoide iber kori eitzah. This concept is referred to as eitzah. Visoid beloshen toirin. It's referred to as secrets in the language of the Torah. Kedisa b'saned daf peizayin. Ayin shom b'pirush Rashi. But other than that, there's no reason to come with your stop sending me your letters, stop bothering me. Don't call my home phone. Don't call my cell phone. Leave me alone. You want to know what the truth of this matter is. He's now, in case he hasn't said, rebuke them enough. Now he washes the floors with him. And by the way, I will go looking for sources after Yontif next week of the Chernobyl tzaddikim, the Hungarian tzaddikim, that clearly say that a person shouldn't move without taking counsel with their rabbeim. What even they bring the later rebbes that no one violated this more than the Lubavitcher Chassidim. So they answer. I couldn't believe this. This is Rabbi Green brings that they were different because they were taka neviim. I want to tell the truth to those who are going to listen to me, which he right here pretty much sealed the deal, right? Now his interpretation in these four words is stunningly brilliant. Where is this term used? Ahava mikalkelas ashura. There's two times we find it. We find sina mikalkelas ashura and ahava mikalkelas ashura. In one case, it's love corrupts the straight line. In the other case, it's hatred corrupts the straight line. When it's talking about love, it says it by Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu got up early in the morning to saddle his donkey to go to the Akedah. Says Rashi, Avraham Avinu was a wealthy man. He had hundreds of servants. What did he go saddle his donkey himself? Ahava mikalkel es ashura. His love for Hashem corrupted what should normally happen. Okay? By Bilam, it says the same thing, that Bilam got up early in the morning and he saddled his donkey. Bilam was also a wealthy man. Why did he do it himself? Sin mikalkel es ashura. Okay, so the image that you have to have in mind is that there's a normal, straight path. And love corrupts the straight path. And he interprets these words as follows. Be'ine hiksus enayim. There is a concealment, there's a mask, there's cataracts covering our eyes. Shaloi liras emes, page 268. that prevents us from seeing the truth. Because of our abundant love to our physical bodies and our physical pleasures. L'shem shemayim, lavid boyas Hashem b'rish b'yesh v'shalheves gidoylo me'ahavas nafsham es Hashem. Because there is a greater closeness, a relationship. There's a word for this in English. Where a person has a bias. Okay, so due to the fact that we are so close to our physical comforts, our finances, our relatives, and so on. What happens is that we get completely tzimished when it comes to any type of physical, financial, familial pain. And we can't listen to Musa, we can't hear what's really going on. It makes people mishige. That what? Lokeses ragleim. It makes them so nuts that instead of listening to what God is trying to tell them, instead they pick up their feet, meir le'ir, and they run from Badichiv to Zhitomer and so on. Lishal etzis merachek, to go looking for solutions from a distance. V'leishow el Hashem, instead of listening to what the Rebbeinu Shalom is trying to tell them, lo shuvei lav, come home to me, come back to me, beruach nemucha v'achnois agov, with a broken spirit and a humility, l'kabel teichachosoi, to receive Hashem's rebuke, bi'ahava, with love, ki asher sheyav Hashem yachich, as the Pasuk openly tells us, that the one Hashem loves is the one He rebukes. So instead of paying attention to the rebuke, what do? We go running from Mekobel to Mekobel, from Tzaddik to Tzaddik, from Rosh Hashiva to Rosh Hashiva, to get brachas and promises and stuff, instead of paying attention to what? To the true message that Hashem is trying to give us. What were we going to say? So, listen, he's saying, Ahava, the love that we have to self, Mekalkelas is Ashura, corrupts what we should be thinking if we'd be thinking straight. Now, the next paragraph he addresses here, how we should be thinking about the rebuke that we're giving, that Hashem is slapping us across the face with when He causes us pain, anguish, whatever form you want to put that into. Like a compassionate father. But I'm not talking about just a loving father. A loving father who's wise and is righteous. Hamakir b'noi, who finds it necessary to give his kid a slap. She'en leben chocham, if the child is wise. She'en leben chocham lahapach oirev, if he's wise, he won't turn his back on his father. Lonus, to run away. Limtzele Ezra, is he going to run to his father's partners? Is he going to run to mom to get help? Oh yeah, I feel the Melitz Yosha the Fneyoviv. No, look at the parable he's using. Is he going to run to a defender? Yeah, the Tzaddik, the Baditchev is a great defender. The Baditchev will go and intervene and scream to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Is a loving child who knows that his father loves and cares for him, we'll just give him a slap. Is he going to go running to somebody who's going to become a defender for him before his father? Harachaman, who is compassionate, Vahatzadik, and who is righteous, Vichosid, and is pious? Would that be the normal response of a kid who's got a half a brain? Navas then, what should a kid do in that situation? Rakliyas Yoshi Yachzepanema, the child should look up to his father with the tears in his eyes, Imaviv, punim bipanim. The kid should look up to his father and say, I'm sorry. I know that you love me, but I want to do right by you. Liz Belakoyasov, to tolerate, to suffer the slap. Be a hava with love, Litoivle Kaliyamin, because it will benefit him for his entire life. That's what a smart child does in reaction to the rebuke of his father. Now, if the father's a tyrant, so Yitzhak could go running. But that's why he made it clear. We're talking about a father who's wise, who's righteous, who's pious, who loves his kid. And the kid knows that his father loves him. Then it's foolish for the child to go running to find an advocate. Listen to what your father's trying to tell you. So now let's apply this to our father above. Let's talk about what this means vis-a-vis our father in heaven. Let's use the exact motion. What's the face? How are we going to deal with the face part of this? That is the desire and the yearning and the want. Ashravinu shebashamayim, that our Father in heaven mashpia libanov kol tuv elomim. The fact that our Father in heaven gives his children all goodness of all the worlds, v'chayin nefesh, and life itself, v'guf of our body, bi'ahava v'rotzin, he does it with love and with desire, chasheke v'chafetza, with a yearning and a geshmak, al yedei teiras chayim, and He binds that, he gives it together with a living Torah. Shiritzoyna, the most loving thing that the Rebbeinu Shlomo ever did was to give himself to us with his rotzen and with his desire, with his mitzvahs, asher nosan lanu. Like we say in davening, ki bi'or panecha, with the light, with the countenance of your face, nasata lanu Torah chayim v'yavas chesed, you gave us the Torah of life. There's nothing more loving that Hashem could have done for us than to give us Torah itself. Las is bo ritzoyna, because with that Torah, we have the ability to fulfill Hashem's desire. Ve'alzeh nemar, about this, the Pasuk says, bo'or p'nei melechayim b'ritzoyna. This is the countenance of the face. When we're talking about the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, we're talking about the fact that we are clued in to what the Ratzon Hashem is. We know what the Hashem's desires are. This is not the case to the idolaters. Mashpia chay gufam, he gives them life, but he does it shloi birotzin v'chasheke v'chafetza. He does it begrudgingly. And the kach nikroim elihim acherim, this is why they are called the other gods, meaning sheyoinkim mibchinas achurayim. Acherim here doesn't mean other gods. It means from the backside, the opposite of panim. V'kach ba'adam, so too is it with humans. Harotz and racheshik u'pchines panim, desire and want in and love is referred to that which is given by the face. V'meinim v'kabal b'yahava v'rotzen, and if we don't receive it with the same love and desire, it's kilu ha'yifich o'yirif v'achach ha'shalom. We need to understand that it's as if we are turning our backs. Hashem is giving us something, and instead of facing it, we're turning our backs on Him. That's the imagery we need to have, he says, when we run around looking for advocates and looking for other solutions, instead of facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking what He wants through His Torah, through His Ratzon, we are turning our backs, God forbid, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the other solution? What's the correct response? Ve'etza hayu'utza. The true solution is lekabel bi'ahava, to accept Hashem's rebuke with love. Hi'atzas Hashem. That's called the etza, the counsel of Hashem, b'fi Chazal. Meaning, as Chazal tell us, the fashvesh b'maisav, that a person should inspect their deeds, and he will certainly find shortfalling, shortcomings, hatzrichin miruk yusurim, that require the pain, the cleansing pain, and the person will see with their naked eye, goydil ahavosoy elov, Hashem's incredible love to him, hamikalkeles hashura, that will dis- distort the norm. The norm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to want to give us everything lovingly and with the full geshmak. But when he knows that we need and we require straightening out, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will react in a way that is so not him. He wants to give us everything good. He wants to give it to us with ease and with geshmak and with comfort and with bounty. When he doesn't, it shows his love in a greater way than when he's giving us all the sweetness and everything in the best way possible. He loves us so much that he'll go and allow it to corrupt the norm. The norm is to be able to give us everything in the most splendorous way. But he loves us too much to do that. K'mashal melech godol v'noira, like the example of an awesome king, hareichetz, who washes away b'chvoidai u'b'atzmai, in his own dignity, his own honor, tzoyas b'no yechidai, the schmutz, the manure of his one and only child, the prince. The king himself will go and change the diaper. Mirei v'avosai, because he loves him so much. So Hashem yizborach, k'mo shekhtiv. He says, I'm not making this up. The pasuk says, "Imrochatz Hashem tzoyas b'nesiyim." Doesn't Hashem himself go and wipe away the tzoya of the daughters of Tzion? Beruach mishpat, with a spirit of harshness. So if we respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that that's what's behind his reaction, kaviyachol, then ukemayim aponim alponim, then as water reflects one's attitude, so it will arouse in with love in the heart of any thinking person, yikar mehus ahavas Hashem, the preciousness of the essence of Hashem's love. So by our responding in recognition of, oy vey, look what I caused the Rebbeinu Shalom to do. He loves me so much that I forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act in such a way that he wouldn't want to act. And I am so sorry that I had to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act in such a way that in turn arouses the heavenly mercy. It will arouse in the heart of any thinking person to recognize the essence of Hashem's love to those of us below. It is precious and better than anything in the world. How great, how precious is your chesed. Your chesed is greater than life itself. The greatest chesed, which is the love, is the giver of life itself. Like we say in davening, he sustains life with chesed. If we react with that recognition, v'oz gam Hashem yitei natoiv, then also Hashem will in turn turn back to us with abundant goodness. V'yoy panav elav, and Hashem will illuminate his countenance to the person b'pchinas ahava migula, with open and explicit love. Ashay setchila medoveshes mesuteres b'techocha migula, that which originally had been concealed and hidden by the rebuke, the harsh rebuke Hashem was giving. When the child recognizes in the parent, and with eyes filled with tears of love, the child looks back to the parent and says, I'm sorry, I recognize that I have shortcomings. There's no option for the father to do anything but to hug the child. So that in turn arouses within the heavenly parent ahava megula, an open, expressive love. V'yimtuku ha'gvures b'shorsha. This is the ultimate meaning of Hamtokas hadinim b'shoshim, of sweetening, of tempering the gvura, the harshness in their source. V'yizbatlu hadinim, and the all of the harshness will be nullified. Netzach selavoed, forever and ever. Wow. That is an explanation, if I've ever seen one. There is one more paragraph here. But pretty much seems to be unrelated. But let's learn it, because it's part of the same Igeris. Whoever put this together, I assume, knew what they were doing. But we'll go back to this, because this certainly the second paragraph of Hamtokas Hadinim B'Shorsham, of tempering the harshness in its source, is an explanation that is, you could see his brilliance in this explanation. The first paragraph about leaving him alone, he didn't succeed. I think he made it worse, and it certainly is not universally was not the universal method.
Do we know what prompted that?
I gotta look in the other. They have the rest of the letters. They only, you know, they took out chunks. I gotta look at the rest of the letter. I assume it goes even further. In the letter, he talks about, don't even come to me about the other stuff. That's why I'm writing the book. Just look in the Sefer and you'll find all the solutions you need. Okay. My beloved, my brothers, my friends, migoydel terdosi, because I'm so terribly busy. Asher kifu ala yachad, everybody's ganging up on me. V'savuni kamayim kol hayom, and I'm trapped like in water all day long. V'chol alayla, all night. Tomid layachshu, they never leave me alone. That's certainly one thing that's similar about these two letters. Le'yuchom asa le'meim asefer kol hashem b'vavi. My burden is too much, and I can't express everything that is in my heart. Ach, v'ktsara bosi. I'm going to write shorthanded. Kemaz kiro machzi ala rishonis. Just to remind you about the things that we spoke about earlier. Bichlal u'befrat. In general terms and in detail. Elemis nadvim ba'am. To those who are, interestingly, you refer to them here as the misnadvim are the givers, how does he translate it? Misnadvim there, the supporters
offer themselves.
So they're talking about the people who are the doers. La maydala vaydezu tefila. I want them to take davening seriously. Bikoil rom, and to daven out loud. Li'ischazek ma'oid, to be very, very strong. B'chol oiz v'satzumais, to strengthen oneself with every form of strength. Neged kol meneah, against all barriers mibayis mechutz, whether they are internal barriers or they are external barriers. Biad chazoka kemashmoi, with a strong hand, as it means, in every which way. Shehu ritzoin yireva shalemayla menachochma v'atvuna ashenosin Hashem behema. Because this is higher and deeper than any other form of wisdom. L'das las is kolasha tziva Hashem b'aska v'das. This is higher than all the other forms of intellectual attainment. Is the ability to daven properly. Rak rotzoin poshut v'ruach nediva, a simple desire and a giving heart. B'chol isha she'idven liba la'avad avoid the tamalas is nachas ruach liyotzoi. This is the interest of any person whose heart is awakened and has a desire to serve Hashem, to give the ultimate pleasure to His Creator. Ve'al zeh nemar ki am k'she'oyrifu v'salachta. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wants to defend Klal Yisrael, says the strangest thing to Hashem. Hashem, they are a stubborn-necked people. Forgive them. Hardly the greatest defense argument you've heard. Ki aslichu gam ke demayel min hachochma. Hashem is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Hashem, they are a stubborn people. Stubbornness is illogical. So if they're being illogical, Hashem, you should also be illogical. Do something which is super logical. Kishado the Chachma, because they ask wisdom, what should be nefesh achitas matayaleh? What should be about? What should be done to the sinner? So, right? So Chachma says, Tamus, it should die. Meisher Rabbeinu al v'shalom bikesh mida keneged mida. Meisher Rabbeinu was pleading, using that which he always does, which is mida keneged mida, measure for a measure. So Hashem, if they're being unreasonable, you, Hashem, should also be unreasonable. Wisdom dictates that you clobber them. So, that would be the logical thing to do. But they're being super logical, so you do the same thing. Voidzois edresh mimalaschem, shaloi lahashlich dvorai achrechem, I'm also demanding from you that you not ignore my words. Asher rachti siachli is called ish yoshavaylich betumai, that I already prepared and I've shared with you that each person who goes in their wake, Asher also the kimisa adam yosher, Hashem made us straight. Stop making calculations. Because this is the way of heaven, it's not the business of humans. Now, what's he referring to here? Do they write there what he's referring to? I saw earlier today what he's talking about. What kind of cheshbonis he's referring to? He's discouraging them. This is to get into what other people are thinking or calculations of others. That's not your ASIC. You don't have to figure other people out. What is our business? Rather, we should believe, we're on 270, the second line, to believe with a whole simplistic faith that what? To be humble before every other person. That's it means, simply put, exactly what it says, that a person should view every other person that they have rectified more than I have. And it says that all of Klal Yisrael are like one person. What does that mean? Just like a human being is a composite of many limbs. Uba freedom, nageya believe, and when you separate any one of them, even if it's the small toe, it's really going to hurt the entire body. Keep him at because the heart is the central, the nerve center of the whole body. We have to view ourselves as we are all one person. We have to understand that the only way to daven is with a complete unity. And from what I'm telling you to do, you understand already what I'm telling you not to do. That's why when the pasuk refers to Chachma, it says that we should serve him together, shoulder to shoulder. There has to be unity when it comes to avodah. My beloved, my friends, no v'no, please, I beg of you, to toil with the entirety of all of your energy. To embed the love of your friends in your heart. The bad things about your friends, do not think about them. They shouldn't occur to you. They shouldn't go through your mind. And if you begin to think negative things about another person, you have fenem alibay. Immediately rejected from your heart. You should treat thoughts, negative thoughts about a chaver, like thoughts of idolatry, literally. Pretty harsh words. Why is it worse? Because it says that Lashon Hara is connected all three. Yeah, well, that's Lashon Hara. That's not thinking about them. So he's taking a position here that the problem with Lashon Hara is not the speech. It's the thinking that goes into the speech. It's clearly what he's saying here. Bim b'dibur kach. If it's true of speech, how much more so is it got to be about the thoughts? Kvar noyed l'chol chacham lev Yisrain hechsher hamachshava al adibur. Everybody knows the superiority of thinking over speech. I mean, everybody knows that. So if speech is so terrible, it's got to be that thinking about them has got to be much worse. And conversely, in the sense of good, positive thinking has got to be much better than positive speech. And the good God who blesses his nation with peace, Yosim Aleichem Sholem V'chaim Ado Elam, shall place upon you peace and life forever. Kenefesh. What is this? What's his acronym? What do they say there? Kenefesh. Then I'll break it down here. Huh?
I don't know.
They don't break it down there either? So I want to just clarify one point here, because somebody could take this and use this as and distort it to refer to that we're obligated to reach out and embrace and to bring in people who can be toxic and damaging. And that clearly is not his intent, nor did he tolerate that. So we're talking here, he keeps on referring to them as their chevra, meaning he clearly did not want there to be a division among his own chevra. That's the chevra that he's talking about. If there's someone who came in and was going to disrupt the flow of what he knew was important, Kenefesh Oyev Nafsham, here's what the acronym is. Like the soul of he who loves their souls, Milei V'Nefesh. So, again, this chapter can be easily distorted and is often easily distorted to utilize the Midah of Ahavas Yisrael in places where Chazal specifically tell us that it doesn't apply. So again, that's like the Chafetz Chaim. You know, you don't need any greater example than the Chafetz Chaim and his Svarim Lashon Hara has categories of people that you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara about, and then he has categories of people that he says
you're required
to speak evil of them, so that their ways of life are become despicable and disgusting to you. Do you know how dangerous they are? But it's interesting that he brings this concept up, especially regarding tefillah. It's the key to a successful tefillah is going to be this achdus. And this is very timely, because going into Shavuos, you have Kabbalah Satori couldn't take place until it was Ki'isha Echad B'lev Echad, until they stood V'isiyatzu B'tachta Sahara, until they stood at the foot of the mountain like one single unit. All right, so Wednesday after Shavuos, we will take it up in Mitzvah Shem from here.